Greetings, friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this program with the Archie Hardy Ministries. As we come your way today proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? I'm so glad that you're tuned to the broadcast today, and I want to invite you to stay tuned. And in fact, won't you take a moment to go and call a friend and invite them to listen in to Brother Hardy as we prepare now to join him as he ministers a powerful devil-chasing sermon entitled Give No Place to the Devil. You know, the scriptures tell us that Satan is our adversary, and as a roaring lion, he's walking about seeking whom he may devour. But we are to resist him steadfast in the faith and give him no place. Let's join Brother Hardy now and stay tuned for some important announcements at the end of the program.
I'm preaching about greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I'm preaching about give no place to the devil. I'm preaching about that the only power the devil has over an obedient, believing child of God is what the child of God lets him have. I'm talking about we are sons and not slaves. I'm talking about that we are guarded, garrisoned, and kept by the power of God, that we are invincible as long as we stay in obedience and in faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. The enemy can't defeat us. In fact, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, and we are of God, and we have overcome them. And that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens and energizes us. Samson was undefeatable on the battlefield as long as he stayed full of the Spirit and walked in obedience and in faith in God. But the enemy tricked him. And that's why we're commanded to be sober, be vigilant. For our adversary, the enemy, is a roaring lion, is seeking whom he may devour. The Bible said, then submit yourself to God and resist him, and he will flee you. Amen. And the Philistines, the enemy of Samson, that couldn't defeat him on the battlefield, that he whipped them with the jawbone of an ass by the power of God, that they couldn't shut him in the city, but escape as the power of God allowed him to take the gates and put them on the hill as a memorial to God and his delivering power. Devised a plan to get him to open up the door and the gate like the Trojans did and let the enemy bring in his horse of destruction. He got him to lay in Delilah's lap. He was invincible on the battlefield and couldn't be defeated. He got defeated in Delilah's lap. And a whole lot of Christians in this last day are getting defeated in the lap of Delilah. Delilah is a type of the world and the desires of the flesh. The enemy couldn't destroy him as long as he stayed filled of the Spirit. And as long as he was obedient and walked in faith, he was invincible. But Samson took the bait of the enemy and laid in Delilah's lap. Because you see, the source of his strength that she wanted to find out was his separation and consecration to God. And the source of our strength is our separation from the world and consecration to God. For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, run and not be weary, and walk and not faint. And the songwriter said, Lord, teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, how to watch and wait. Come from amongst them, saith the Lord, and be ye separate. Touch not the unclean thing, then I will receive you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, and I shall be your Father and God. Therefore, having these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all the filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the sight of God. Amen. The devil wanted to know the source of his strength, and the source of his strength was not his hair. That was the sign of his covenant with God and separation, that he was totally, completely, and absolutely separated to God, because the seven locks, seven is a divine perfect number, and it means complete, absolute, and perfect. God wanted Samson absolutely, completely, and perfectly separated for his use. Why, he was the only one on the face of the earth that had the power of God, and you'd have thought that he would have had more sense and realized the blessing that he had than to fall for the trick of the enemy. But we can't condemn him too much, because too many of God's people in this last day are falling into the same trap. Oh, he was the only one then, but every child of God in this dispensation is promised the power of God. The power of God is for every Christian, not just the Samsons, because we're all specially born again, born from above. We're all sons of God. We're all to be separated and consecrated and dedicated for the use of the Lord. And we don't have the Spirit to come upon us. We've got the Spirit dwelling in us. Part of that criteria was that not only the razor was not, his sign was not to be broken, but he couldn't drink wine or small, strong drink, because the Spirit of God would come upon him. And then you read in the Old Testament, anyone that would come in contact with the power of God was forbidden wine and strong drink or any unclean thing to come in them or come upon them. And we not only have the Spirit of God to come upon us, and we not only have the privilege to come into his presence, but we have the privilege that he's in us. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And we're not to let wine or strong drink or anything that's unclean come into our vessel and desecrate it. For we are the temples of the Holy Ghost. What, know you not that you are a temple of the Holy Ghost, that the Spirit of God dwell in you? If any man defile the temple, him shall God destroy. And he broke his sign because he fraternized with the enemy. He disobeyed the Lord. And the minute that he disobeyed and fraternized and laid in Delilah's lap, his sign was broke. And pretty soon it was going to be totally removed. And the enemy was probing for the source. But he didn't have to probe, because Samson, like the citizens of Troy, let the horse in, opened a gate and let the enemy in. Till finally he laid in Delilah's lap so long that when he told her the source of his power, it was already gone, for she clipped the hair. It was gone. Said, you broke your consecration, you might as well remove the sign. And she cut the sign off. And then she hollered out, Samson, the Philistines is upon you. Well, you'd have thought the first time that she'd done it, he'd have woke up. I mean, she did it three times. God gave him three times to repent and get back. But he was so blind, you see. That's the sad thing about leaking out of the Spirit. Though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Samson only had 3 days of anointing, and the third day he was flat empty. How many say amen? It only took him 3 days out of the fellowship of God to be vulnerable to the enemy. Why, he should have woke up when she got him the first day and did what she said his source of power was and called the enemy on him. He should have had enough sense to throw that woman aside and say, man, I've been deceived. I got my eyes open. I'm going to get back to God and renew my consecration, dedication, and separation so the Spirit can keep moving on me. The saddest thing about leaking out is you don't know you're empty. And when he leaked out that third day, and there was no more Holy Ghost anointing there, and she clipped off the sign because he had already broke the source, his consecration. said the Philistines upon him, and he said to himself, I'll shake myself like other times. And a whole lot of people are going around doing a whole lot of shaking, but the shaker's going. And he got up and he shook himself, but the Bible said he wist not, W-I-S-T, Old English, for he knew not that the Spirit had left him. A whole lot of people say that the Spirit can't leave you. It left him. It left Saul. How many say amen? It left him. And he was empty. And when he realized he was empty, and he knew that not only the sign was gone, but his consecration was gone, he told the Philistines, don't fight. I'm just like you are. Without the Spirit of God, I'm just like you. And you and I, brother, without the Spirit of God, we're just like any other human being and under the power of the devil. But oh, if greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, but he's got to be in there. He's got to be in there. You just can't quote that scripture, greater is he that is in me, and you're empty and dry as last year's bird's nest. And you're as dry as a Texas wind in the middle of July. Brother, you got to give no place to the devil. Christian, you can't be defeated unless you give the place to the devil. You're already delivered out of his power and dominion. You've already overcome them, the world, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And this is the victory, our faith, and staying full of the Spirit. Be not filled with wine where is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And you got to do something. You got to keep your prayer life up.
Amen. What a powerful word by God's servant, Brother Hardy. Give no place to the devil. Did you realize that this verse of scripture from Ephesians 4:27 in the Greek text actually says, stop giving place to the devil? Because we as Christians so often open up the door to be defeated by the enemy because we make provision for our flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof, or we allow Satan to intimidate us with a spirit of fear, but we are commanded to stop giving place to the devil. And I believe that you have been stirred by this powerful word and that you would like to have a copy of this devil-chasing, head-bruising message. Well, it is available on both CD and cassette. And we want to make that available to you today along with a special bonus offer. When you order Give No Place to the Devil, we will send you the bonus message by Brother Hardy, The Four Battles of a Christian. These are the four battles that every Christian must face and win before he is in a position to face the enemy and defeat him utterly. So why don't you order these special messages by Brother Hardy today? For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the two audio cassettes. And for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the two CDs. Please request offer number 180S. That's number 180S as in series. To Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Be sure to request offer number 180S. That's number 180S as in series. And send a love gift of $10 if you want the audio cassette or $15 if you want the CDs. Write us today and be sure to tell us how much the radio ministry is blessing your life, because we want to know that you're being blessed by the Word of God.